In the back room of the Clay Platt Family Medicine Clinic, a giant phlebotomy machine, like something from Star Trek, spins tiny vials of blood while lab assistants scurry around. Blood work is pretty common for a big clinic, but in the past year, doctors here have been doing a lot of work that's not always so common, work beyond just treating illness.
We're going to screen that patient for depression. We screen for fall risk. We make sure they get their immunizations. Those are our measures. We see how all these doctors are doing with their flu vaccines.
Preventative medicine, like the screenings Dr. Nathan Granger talks about, is a key part of being an accountable care organization. 1 year ago, Granger and his clinic joined with 11 other practices to start the first local accountable care organization. It's called the Kansas City Metropolitan Physicians Association and serves around 12,000 Medicare patients. Granger says not all of those Medicare patients were thrilled about the idea of being treated under the new system.
They automatically assumed anything that had to do with the Affordable Care Act was bad, and they didn't want to be part of it.
The idea behind accountable care organizations is this. Going to the hospital costs a lot, and Medicare patients often spend a lot of time in hospitals. Those inpatient services cost over a quarter of Medicare's total spending in 2012. To reduce that spending, the Affordable Care Act encourages doctors to form these groups to track patient health and do preventative care so that patients stay out of the hospital. The money that the approach saves is then split 50-50 between Medicare and the doctors' groups. Jill Watson is CEO of the Kansas City Metropolitan Physicians Association. She says this is a big shift from the standard healthcare business.
The way healthcare works is that physicians get paid for services they provide, not a lot of payment for keeping people healthy.
At the start of this year, two new local groups also became accountable care organizations. The Physicians Collaborative of Kansas City is made up of doctors from Kansas City Internal Medicine and Encompass Medical Group, and doctors connected with KU Hospital form the Kansas Primary Care Alliance. Together, these new groups will serve close to 12,000 Medicare patients. KU Med's Kerry Jordan says their doctors had already been moving toward accountable care.
I think it's just a natural step in a lot of other quality initiatives that we've undertaken to really focus on quality outcomes. It's not a volume-driven model anymore.
The accountable care approach requires doctors' offices to do a lot more behind the scenes than they're used to. They need to bring on care coordinators to manage complicated patient situations. They'll send updates and reminders to patients, as well as report data to the federal government. Patients evaluate their doctor's work as well. This all requires doctors to use standardized digital records. For many practices, all these requirements are too much to take on.
I think generally there's been a reluctance unless the physician group or the hospital has really been a trailblazer in coordinating care and managing the health of a population.
Heather Punky has been following the growth of these doctors' groups for Becker's Hospital Review. There are currently over 360 Medicare accountable care organizations nationwide, with 13 serving Kansas and Missouri. But Punky describes the early performance of accountable care organizations as a mixed bag. In a pilot program of 32 groups that started in 2012, just about half showed significant savings in the first year, and 9 dropped out. With few successful models, only half of the country's hospital executives say they're currently interested in signing on with an accountable care organization.
They change how people provide medicine, which can be scary.
Jean Hansen of Kansas City Internal Medicine says that looking over the data, she's doubtful about any quick payoffs for accountable care.
We don't feel like there's going to be much shared savings, and we didn't really do it for this. This is quite the investment. We're doing it because we think that this is the way practice should be.
Jake, Dr. Chapman.
Okay. Back at the Clay Platt Clinic, Jill Watson says she's happy with the first year as Kansas City's first accountable care organization. But what about saving money?
We don't know yet. Medicare will reconcile those numbers, and we should know that sometime in the summer.
Watson says the accountable care organization members are still working to get the system operating as they'd like. Some patients have opted out, and one practice left the group. However, the KC Metropolitan Physicians Association is already considering expanding the approach beyond Medicare patients, and some private insurers have already begun setting up accountable care organizations for non-Medicare patients. Alex Smith, KCUR News.